I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two.
Back here on Downtown, 12 away from the top of the hour. Rich Kimble with you. Time to talk some Black Bear hockey with the voice of the Bears, Maine Sportscaster of the Year, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back on the show. It's October, and we are ready to roll with some hockey.
Man, oh, man. Where did summer go, first of all?
I don't know. It goes, you know, I don't like the heat, so in the hot days of summer, I'm complaining to myself, wishing for hockey season, and then you blink and it's back. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. Here we are.
I'm the same way. I love the fall. I love September and October, but I know what's coming after that, and I'm not a huge fan. But a lot of excitement about this Maine hockey team. You can't get a season ticket. People are fired up to see what the Bears do this year.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what this team has. You know, there's a lot of very important pieces from last year's national tournament team back. Lyndon Breen returning. He's got that option to play one more year because he started his career during the COVID season. So he's coming back for his fifth season. David Brazil, a senior on this team, two of the leaders from last year. You know, Nolan Renwick, looking to have a big year. He's a big, strong, power forward type player. And Josh Nadeau, of course, last year he and Brad, his brother, were here and you know, really set the college hockey world on fire with their play. And Brad's moved on to professional hockey, but Josh is back in Orono. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how he does. And, you know, he's a great hockey player in his own right. So it will be nice to see him get the opportunity to flourish. Although, you know, it's going to be fun to watch Brad too in pro hockey, but this is Josh's chance now to be the only Nadeau on the roster. And I think he's going to do great things this year.
John, who are one or two of the new faces that we want to be aware of?
Yeah, well, you know, the Black Bears have brought in some players from the transfer portal. Ross Mitten is a player who comes in from Cornell. And the last 2 years, Cornell and Maine have played, and they went there 2 years ago. Cornell came here last year. So a player that some Black Bear fans are familiar with, very strong physical player. I think he's going to bring a lot to this team in the form of, you know, just strength and get a physical presence. So Ross Minton's an interesting player that I'm looking forward to seeing him play in a Black Bear uniform. And they have a transfer who's come here from UMass. You might be familiar with the name McCarr, his brother Cale McCarr in the NHL. Mm. Tyler McCarr is a player that Ben Barr recruited while he was at UMass, and Tyler has you know, decided in the offseason to hop in the transfer portal and come to Maine. So, you know, obviously his brother, a great player in the NHL, and Tyler is a very good player too. So it's going to be fun to watch him in Orono and see what he can do with Ben Barr, the coach who brought him in. And Coach Barr has talked about he knows the family really well. So it should be a good fit for Tyler here for this upcoming season.
So as we get ready to start tomorrow night, the game against AIC, what do you look at, John, as the strength of this Black Bears team?
Well, I think that they're going to play smart hockey. You know, they're well coached from Coach Barr down through all coaches. So I don't think this is a team that's going to make too many mistakes. You know, they're very disciplined. A disciplined team, so I think that's going to be one of their big keys. I also like the balance of this team. I talked about Lyndon Breen, and you know, hopefully Nolan Renwick is geared up for a big year. Talking to some of the players around the team and to Nolan, it seems like he's ready to have a big year. I think they have more depth than people think. Of course, I mentioned Josh Nadeau. So I you know, even though Brad has moved on, he scored a lot of goals last year and had a lot of great passes and set up a lot of great goals, I still think this team's going to score. And defensively, They brought in a player from Merrimack in the transfer portal, too, who Frank Jurassic is going to most likely play with David Brazil as the top two defensemen. So I think they're going to be strong on the blue line, too. They've got some names coming back. You know, Luke Antonacci, a steady defenseman. Brandon Holt, you know, if he can stay healthy, is a great defenseman. So I think this is a team with very balanced talent. And, you know, in net, too, Alvin Boya is back. Victor Ospin graduated and has moved on. But Boya, who played a lot of minutes last year, you know, challenging for those minutes again this year with a couple new guys in to compete. So I think we're going to see just a solid team top to bottom that doesn't make a lot of mistakes and, you know, hopefully scores a lot of goals. That's the key to the game, Rich. Score more goals than your opponent.
See, that's why we call on you, John, for that kind of analysis.
Yeah, I just drew it up right there for you. Easy peasy.
I like that a lot. Well, tomorrow night, a chance to see the team non-conference game against AIC, but also a chance to honor one of the great Black Bear teams of all time.
Yeah, when you first called, I told you I was in the car because I was just talking to a bunch of the players from the 1999 team. They did a media availability before they're being honored tonight to the Maine Sports Hall of Fame. So the 1999 National Championship team was just an amazing team with a ton of talent. Steve Correa was on that team. Marcus Gustafson scored the game-winning goal against New Hampshire. I spoke to him a few minutes ago about, you know, that team and just the opportunity to come back, and they're all excited to be honored. And it's a close-knit team. Alfie Michaud, who's still on the Maine staff, was the goalie of that team. Just so many great players that were on that team that went on to play pro hockey, Corey LaRoche and just Nico Dimastrakos, to name a few. And the very interesting thing, it's great about this team. They get together every 5 years. And, you know, of course, the guys are all over the world, really. They've got players who now live in Sweden and guys all over the USA. Every 5 years they get together, they pick a place and they all go there for a reunion, and it's great to see how close-knit this 1999 UMaine men's hockey team still is. They're a very, very close-knit group.
That's fantastic. Well, John, we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow and all season long, and, of course, to visiting with you every Friday afternoon here on the show. Thanks for visiting with us, and enjoy the game tomorrow night. We'll check in next week.
Thanks, Rich. And as we start to play Friday games, which is coming up in a few weeks. You know, Fridays are fun. You never know where I'll be or what's going on as we're getting ready for the game. So it's always an adventure.
That will be an exciting challenge, and I look forward to it all.
Thanks, my friend. Talk to you later.
Thank you, John. John Shields, voice of the Black Bears here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you throughout the week on the program by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.